Now, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz this afternoon announced that he issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard to, quote, protect Minnesotans from rogue ICE agents. How would an order like this work, ordering state law enforcement to act against federal law enforcement?
Well, in practice, I don't see much likelihood of that being the case. In all likelihood, I think probably Governor Walz is trying to get ahead of President Trump ordering the Minnesota National Guard to Minneapolis by having the state activate them first. I don't anticipate that there being a real probability of conflict between the National Guard and federal law enforcement. In most cases, they have very good cooperating relationship. If need be, President Trump could certainly federalize the Minnesota National Guard if Governor Walz was to attempt to use it in a way to prohibit federal law enforcement officers from doing their job. That certainly has that sort of shades of some of the incidents in the 1960s where the federal government deployed National Guard and even active military forces to some of the southern states to uphold civil rights legislation and to enforce desegregation. So Tim Walz really is finding himself on the wrong side of history here with some of his rhetoric.